It is 6:08 p.m. on May 3rd, 2011. I wanted to mention something. I was actually thinking about work today, and it basically pertains to how people are perceived by others, what I should say. It's amazing to me how I remember even when I was in middle school, probably, how I realized that different people see me differently in the sense that my school teachers, of course, would see me in a certain light. My friends would see me in a certain light. When I went to Catholic Church, for instance, the priest would see me in a certain light. Please refrain from the jokes. Everybody would see me differently depending on who I was, how I acted around them. Of course, my parents versus my friends are a big example. You know, I mean, your parents don't see half the bad stuff you do as a kid. And, you know, sometimes friends don't see half the good stuff you do. Depends on your friends, I guess. But anyway, I had a really weird day today at work because I had several, basically what I do is I process, I analyze data for financial records. So when somebody, long story short, if somebody is to sue their broker, the lawyer would actually submit the documents to us. We would analyze them and then get back to the lawyer and say, yeah, looks like you have a case. Of course, they're the lawyers. They're the ones that actually work the case. But we at least would report to them the information saying, yeah, your client lost X number of dollars. You know, this is the percentage loss they had. Sometimes there's a gain, of course. But here's how much your client lost or gained, and here's the, you know, internal rate of return that they sustained. Here's what, if the broker had just suggested these simple securities, here's what they could have earned, you know, during that same amount of time. So you can kind of compare the two and say, well, man, the broker gave some really bad advice. So anyway, through that process, though, you get all the information, then you actually have to put it into, we use Excel, but you basically have to put it on the spreadsheet. You have to put it into data so that when we print it out, you can print it out onto these reports. And then, of course, you got to go through the reports and clean it all up, make sure that everything's formatted correctly, make sure that it's all spaced correctly. There's a lot of formatting issues in addition to the actual numbers themselves. So I'd say, you know, maybe half or even less of what I do is worrying about the numbers, making sure you get the numbers right, and then another good chunk is making sure that it's all formatted so that it looks clean on the paper so that when you submit it to the lawyer, of course, it looks professional and it looks like we know what we're talking about as opposed to just something all thrown together. So anyway, I've been at my work now for actually a little over a year. I've been officially hired back in June, and so I'm coming up on my official one-year anniversary, but I've been working there for over a year. And it's kind of weird because it's one of those things where I can see where even if you've been doing this job for 10 years, there's always something you can miss. And so I kind of feel like that sometimes with another side, especially when they bring up something to me that, you know, I really should have seen and I just didn't see it. It's very frustrating to me because here, you know, I thrive for perfection myself. So I want to be able to hand them something, they look at it, it's perfect, and moves along. Now, when I first started, I'll have to admit that I kind of took their analysis review as, you know, kind of, not necessarily that I would just do a half-assed and get it to them, but more that I wasn't as worried about making sure everything was perfect because I knew somebody was reviewing it, and I know it sounds bad, but, you know, in the back of my brain, it seemed to make sense at the time. But anyway, so I'd get some stuff back every once in a while, and finally one of the managers was kind of like, hey, yeah, I know you're better than this, but I don't know what's going on. You know, you're kind of slacking a little bit. So I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, it kind of hit me. It's like, yeah, what am I doing, you know? So, of course, we all need those kicks in the head sometimes just to recalibrate our senses, and that's what I needed. But it was really strange to me because I have a couple of managers that it seems that when I submit work to them, it seems like I get corrections back from them more often than I do with the other managers. So there's two or three managers that I know of that when I submit work to them, they won't, you know, usually when I submit it to them, it's correct and they go on with it. Whereas these other particular managers, when I submit it, it seems, and you can kind of tell, especially the one that actually said to me, hey, you know, I know you're better than this. You know, I can tell that he knows, of course, that I'm better than this, and that he knows that I was kind of slacking and say, hey, what's going on here? And the other one, it's very frustrating because they have two different management dials, one of them will. If there's one error that bleeds through onto other schedules, they'll mark, you know, on each schedule, okay, this change is needed, so then that'll affect this schedule, it'll affect this schedule, it'll affect this schedule. The other one even admits, yes, I'm only going to mark it once. I want you to find all the other mistakes. And I don't know if he does that to actually teach or if he does that because he's lazy. I'm not sure. But it's one of the things that today I got the paperwork from him and I saw what was wrong. I made the correction and I made one minor little mistake, and that was I didn't, it's basically a profit and loss thing. So, of course, when I mention it to you, you might even think, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Why didn't you do this? But in the heat of the moment, when you're working on something and you already have five other things you're thinking about that you got to work on that's also due today, it's one of the things where he hands it to me. I made the corrections on the paper, but I didn't make one simple adjustment to the profit and loss. And when I didn't do that, it didn't register the warning that I missed a bunch of other stuff. So I forgot to make that correction, submitted it back to him thinking everything was good, and of course he sent it back to me and said, look, not only is this page wrong, but once you make this correction, there's going to be five other schedules that are affected. And it's like, oh man, he's like an idiot, you know? And I don't, he doesn't really say anything. I mean, the managers, I think, are very good. Aside from that one that says, hey, you're better than me, I think, you know, he does that with the best of intention. But one thing I do love about the managers I work with is that they don't ever second guess me. They don't ever say, hey, why did it take you so long to do this? They always, you know, because we have to keep track of how long it takes. Just like a lawyer bills his clients for hours, we bill the lawyer for hours. So we'll tell the lawyer, hey, it took us 25 hours to run this one schedule or this one account, you know, which that definitely makes sense. That's not normal. But, you know, if it takes that long, then, hey, that's how long it took because I'm going to charge per hour. And so, of course, the managers want to know as we're processing these how long it takes to do each one because they need to know how much to charge the lawyer. So, like I said, the one thing I love is that my managers never second guess and say, why did this take you 3 hours? You know, could you have done it in two? They've never said that. Not that I think it, but they've never said it. And I really do appreciate that because there's nothing worse as an employee than that be second guessed by your manager and make them think that you're slacking around and you're not working as hard as you could be. Anyway, like I said, though, there's one manager in particular today that this particular thing, it came back to me, made the corrections I thought was all correct, gave it back to him. Of course, it came back again. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time something like that's happened with him or a couple of the other managers for that matter. I mean, you know, of all the analysis I've done, I think I did pretty good. But, you know, it's very frustrating, like I said, when you think about it, that here I have a situation where, you know, he might look at it, and, you know, if they went to each manager and said, look, we got to lay somebody off, you know, what do you think of Brian? They might say, well, you know, whatever, you know. Whereas some of the other managers, and this is kind of my point of what I was mentioning, is that some of the other managers might look at me and say, man, yeah, every time you send something to me, it's great, you know. And if I ever have any corrections, he always does it real quick and, you know, always does them accurately the first time. So I could see where the managers would actually disagree and say, no, that's not what I see, you know, when he does stuff for me, it's always this case and whatever. And the one, the manager that I'm talking about today in particular, he actually does, he usually works with the cases that are unusual. He usually works with the non-standard cases. So when I do get one of his, I guess in my defense, yeah, you know, usually when I get something of his, it's because there are some weird schedules that I have to do. There are some tweaks that I have to do that I don't do for any other account. And, of course, it's easy to forget those. But at the same time, you know, of course, it doesn't matter how difficult, how unusual, how rare, or whatever. The perfectionist in me wants it to be done right the first time. And so anytime I have a situation where it's not done right, it's, you know, it's a bit like a kick in the chicklets to me, you know, and it just really sucks. It's a little demoralizing. It's a little maddening, frustrating, kind of pisses me off a little bit, you know. It's all because I don't feel that it really represents me, you know. I mean, it's not like my best work. It's a complete 180 of what I want, which is, hey, you did a great job. We understand, you know, you're working hard, you're doing the best you can, whatever, and, you know, you do amazing work. It's the 180 from that, you know. It's like, wow, well, you know, here's something simple you should have got, you missed it, you know. It's like, well, geez, might as well hire a monkey to do my job, you know. So, it's not a suggestion for them to replace me with a monkey, just saying. But anyway, like I said, I mean, it reminded me of, especially like in grade school, when I would think about how you know, if I were to die today, my teachers would say something about me that my friends would not say. My friends would say something about me, well, my parents wouldn't say. My parents, of course, would have a different view of me than my friends and my teachers would. And so it's the same idea that these different managers see me differently, and just by luck of the draw sometimes with these accounts. I mean, it just depends on who gets in my account and depends on what kind of account it is, and it just seems that the more difficult, the more unusual, the more rare ones tend to go to these two managers. And so, of course, from the outside looking in, it looks like, yeah, you know, Brian doesn't work as hard for these two as he does for the other ones. But in reality, of course, I'm working the same as all of them. I'm just, you know, some days I'm off a little bit, you know, some days I don't have enough Mountain Dew in me or whatever, which I'm actually trying to fix. I'm trying to eat and drink better and everything, so I'm trying to kick Mountain Dew out. In fact, I haven't had it in a few days. Not to say I haven't had any soda, but trying to wean myself off of it, because, you know, I don't see myself when I'm 60 years old still drinking Mountain Dew. Maybe I will, but it's just one of those things where, you know, all good things have to come to an end eventually, right? So, Mountain Dew being one of those that, you know, I can't be drinking it the rest of my life, but, you know, it's delicious nectar, you know, it's hard to say no to. But anyway, the point is, it's just very, and I don't really think there's any way around it, but, you know, different people see in different lights, and especially when it comes to my job, you know, I could see where half the managers might want to give me a raise and half won't. And that could be a problem, especially if you have some sort of committee to determine who gets raises and stuff, because my 1-year anniversary is coming up, and of course I'd really like to get a raise, but it's sad and frustrating and, you know, all those things that I can't seem to perfect it for these couple of managers. But anyway, enough rambling. I'm sure that's not too exciting to listen to, so I'm going to end it for now. Yeah, I guess that's it. Peace out.